News.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
The Taylor Ranch has a new Bison Harvest Inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
In the knockout round nightcap of the World Cup, it was all Switzerland.
Freuler played it wide, now into the box, cut off by Ben Sabini. Cut off there as well. In front. Delgali didn't clear it out. Go! Switzerland! And Doig! 2-0.
FS1 on the call, Switzerland 2, Algeria nothing. Portugal got the 2-1 victory against Croatia. And a little bit earlier on today, Spain took down Austria 3-0. We have the round of 16 matchup as Portugal will face Spain on Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern in Dallas, and you can catch it on Fox. In baseball, the Rays defeated the Royals 5-2 for their eighth straight win. Ryan Rocchio hit a walk-off two-run homer in the night to help the Guardians edge the White Sox 6-5, and the Mariners shut out the Angels 1-0.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect affordable home.
My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
RE/MAX Parkside, across from the City Park. Go to ParksideRealtors.com.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's western shirts, 15% off. 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, July 4th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
The county board of supervisors to consider a $10 million contract for Bob Jones Trail construction. We'll have details on that and more coming up. A sunny day once we get rid of the morning clouds. Highs in the mid-80s. Currently, it is mostly cloudy and 54 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chad Stevens.
KPRL Local News is brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton. They're your European car repair specialists. The next step for the Bob Jones Pathway Gap Closure Project will be presented to the Board of Supervisors at their next meeting on July 7th. After failing to acquire a segment of land through eminent domain in 2025, the county coordinated with Caltrans to develop the project in two phases and use a right-of-way from Caltrans to bypass the property that they had failed to acquire. The next step brought forward by staff is approving the project's contract for $10 million to Sousa Engineering Contracting with a $1 million contingency amount. This segment of the project will span between the Octagon Barn Trailhead and Clover Ridge Lane. You can attend the board's meeting on Tuesday at 9 a.m. in person, or you can watch online. Cal Fire is conducting a vegetation management near Santa Margarita today. I'll have details on that and more coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11.
The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200.
KPRL News continues at 8:12. Cal Fire San Luis Obispo will be conducting a prescribed burn this morning as part of its ongoing vegetation management program. The burn is planned to occur on private lands approximately 5 miles southeast of Santa Margarita on Seven Oaks Way between Las Palitas Road and Park Hill Road. The burn will go through approximately 17 acres of vegetation. Prescribed burns reduce the accumulation of flammable vegetation that contributes to catastrophic wildfires. Smoke may be visible in that area, and residents are advised not to report the fire unless there's an emergency not related to the prescribed burn operation. The state's Bureau of Land Management has opened up a 30-day public scoping period for input on 50 oil and gas parcels that may be included in a future lease sale in Kern, Kings, Fresno, and San Luis Obispo counties. The parcels total to be 36,000 acres. All permits to drill must be posted for public review before any development operations begin. Individuals interested in providing feedback or for seeing more details about the BLM leases can visit the BLM website. The scoping period will end August 1st. Phase 2 of Creston Road Corridor improvements began July 13th. Extending from Orchard Drive to Niblick Road. Work includes utility upgrades, new sidewalks, ADA improvements, bicycle lanes, and a new roundabout at Rolling Hills Road. Construction generally runs Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Expect lane closures and traffic delays. Rolling Hills Road will face 24/7 closure for roundabout construction. And a reminder, in observance of Independence Day, the City of Paso Robles offices will be closed starting today. Normal office hours are expected to resume on Monday, July 6th. The Paso Robles Fire and Emergency Services reminds residents and visitors that all fireworks are prohibited within the City of Paso Robles, including those marked as safe and sane. With dry vegetation and elevated fire danger, even a single firework can ignite a devastating vegetation or structure fire. Residents are encouraged to celebrate safely by attending a professional public fireworks display and leaving fireworks to the professionals. Fire and law enforcement personnel will be actively patrolling throughout the holiday. Fireworks laws will be strictly enforced, and violations may result in citations, fines, and liability for fire suppression costs or property damage. So let's take a look at those activities that we can go to here on the Central Coast. The Independence Day celebration in Cayucas kicks off with a sculpture contest at 4 a.m. I don't know how you see it 4 a.m., but okay. Finishing at 10 o'clock to go along with the 4th of July parade on 7th Street. 9 p.m., there will be fireworks in Cayucas. The Paso Robles is holding their annual festival at Barney Schwartz Park from 4 to 9 p.m. with live entertainment from Garden Party and Steppin' Out. The fireworks will begin at 9 p.m. Atascadero's 4th of July Music Festival starts at 2 p.m. at the Lake Park Bandstand with local food, wine, craft beer, a light show, and the tunes of rock and roll, bluegrass, and newgrass. The city of Morro Bay will be holding a drone show tonight instead of fireworks. Festivities will run from 6 to 9:30 p.m. at Tidelands Park with the show scheduled at 9 p.m. And Templeton's 4th of July parade starts at 9:30 a.m. That is a change from past years. Once again, Templeton's 4th of July parade starts at 9:30 a.m. at Templeton Park. Streets will close at 8:30. The parade will circle around Crocker Street, South Main Street, and Gibson Road. And Bobby Horn and I will be at our regular spot on Crocker Street, directly across from the Cannon in the double-decker bus this year. Stop by and say hello. In sports, Major League Baseball action, the Dodgers beat the Padres yesterday 12-7. Angels squoke by the Mariners 1-0. Padres and Dodgers play again today. The Giants take on the Rockies, and the Angels play the Red Sox. In California news, a massive cruise ship is on lockdown in San Francisco after an outbreak of the norovirus affected more than 100 passengers and 20 crew. The Ruby Princess was on a 20-day round-trip Alaskan voyage when parts of the crew began to experience norovirus symptoms. The ship is now working with the CDC to isolate passengers and crew members, as well as undergoing a comprehensive cleaning and disinfection prior to departing on its next trip. A 42-year-old California man pled guilty to penning a fake ransom note amid the search for Nancy Guthrie. Galella Hawthorne admitted that he sent calls and text messages to Guthrie's family on February 4th asking for a Bitcoin transfer. Nancy Guthrie was last seen on the evening of January 31st, and no arrests have been made related to her disappearance. KPRL News has been brought to you by the Autobahn in Templeton. They are your European auto repair specialists. We've got food and farm news coming up next. KPRL News Time is 8:17.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. More farm data is supposed to help producers make better decisions. But when that information is scattered across different systems, it can be almost impossible to put it to use. Patrick Smith, farmer and founder of Oxrow, saw that challenge as an opportunity to connect the data farmers already have and make it easier to make informed decisions.
One of the pain points that I have experienced as a farmer with ag tech is that we keep adding systems of record and point solutions for all of our various needs, right? So we have an accounting system. We have a farm management system where we have our work orders and PDF files and everything else, right? And so everything ends up getting scattered across all of these different systems. And there's no connective tissue there that helps me understand my business if I zoom out one more level. And so what Oxrow does is we're taking all of those source systems that you already have, and we're connecting those with automated pipelines into a product and a platform so you can go to one place.
You can learn more at oxrow.ai.
Every summer, smart cattle buyers turn to Superior Livestock for quality selection and volume. Join Superior July 6th through the 10th for the Week in the Rockies video auction from Steamboat Springs, Colorado, featuring more than 240,000 head of calves, yearlings, and bred stock from top ranches across the country. Superior's Week in the Rockies has the loads to fit your needs. View every lot online and register to bid today at SuperiorLivestock.com. Don't miss Week in the Rockies, July 6th through the 10th, only at SuperiorLivestock.com. Ritchie.com.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Auction happening August 5th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles, Sacramento, and Tulare locations with in-person inspections available. Choose from agriculture equipment, earth-moving equipment, compact construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Los Angeles to sign up. That's rbauction.com/Los Angeles.
This is Tim Hammerich with the Ag Information Network.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Good morning, it's 8:21. We continue with food and farm news on KPRL, brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has confirmed 12 cases of New World Screwworm, or NWS, within the United States as of June 15th. Confirmed detections include 8 cattle cases, 2 goat herds, 1 flock of sheep in Texas, and a dog in New Mexico. The California Farm Bureau says the risk to the state remains low, but producers should remain informed and vigilant. NWS is a parasitic fly whose larvae infest living animals by burrowing into their flesh and feeding on living tissue. If left untreated, infestations can cause severe injury and death. The California Farm Bureau encourages livestock owners to inspect livestock, horses, and pets daily for wounds or unusual fly activity. Clean, treat, and cover wounds immediately. Food and farm news has been brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic on KPRL is brought to you by Davis Auto Body, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop, earning customers' trust and satisfaction for 6 decades. Good news, the California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this morning, with no reports of accidents or other traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic has been brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather on KPRL is brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. North County weather, we are looking for mostly sunny skies once the clouds burn away, highs in the mid-80s, winds out of the southwest at 15 miles per hour, partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 50, winds at 5 miles per hour, tomorrow partly cloudy with highs in the low 80s, winds up to 15 miles per hour. Our extended forecast, mostly sunny Sunday, mostly sunny skies Monday through Friday of next week, low 80s Sunday, Monday, upper 80s, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 87 a week from today. It is currently 57 degrees under mostly cloudy skies. Weather has been brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. That's the news. I'm Chad Stevens. KPRL News Time is 8:24.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Americans are paying an average of $75 this year for holiday barbecues, according to the Farm Bureau Federation. It's a 4% increase, about $3 for 10 guests. The increase makes this year the most expensive 4th celebration since the Farm Bureau began surveying in 2016. The study does not include extras such as beer or alcohol and items like fireworks and paper products. Ground beef is up 5.5%. 2 pints of strawberries now top more than $5. Other staples such as buns, cheese, and pork and beans are also higher. Two spots where you may see some relief, chips and potato salad have both dropped in cost. Potato salad's down almost 18%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
You didn't want to buy gold when prices were rising. Then you waited when gold pulled back. Now you're stuck in the middle, unsure what to do next. Speak with a precious metal specialist now at noblegoldinvestments.com. Get the answers you need to stop guessing and move forward with confidence. Their team makes it simple to gain real investor knowledge and insight. Stop trying to time the market. Start spending time in it. Don't let the market move without you. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com. The Estrella Warbirds Museum and Woodland Auto Display is open with new cars to see and so much wonderful history and fun. Aviation artifacts and memorabilia, and the flight simulator is so realistic and entertaining for all. The Estrella Warbirds and Woodland Auto Display on Dry Creek Road in Paso Robles off of Airport Road. Open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 4.
All right, a reminder, coming up tomorrow morning, we will have Pure Country, but Diane has the 4th of July off, as does Jimmy. And I've got some specials, patriotic, obviously, specials lined up about a history of the United States of America and some surprises in there as well. And Gary Brill on the jukebox, he has Miss Dynamite, Brenda Lee, in the spotlight. That starts at 7, all here on KPRL.
For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, Cajon's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 national design awards, a body of work that had been waiting. And soon the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Midstate Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Midstate Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Midstate Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Charles Siringo was a cowboy who went on a trail drive to Dodge City, Kansas. Today we're going to learn about his Dodge City experience in his own words. Back in 1877, cowboy Charles Siringo went on a cattle drive from Texas to Dodge City. Later in life, Siringo wrote about his experience. What follows are Charles Siringo's actual words. "We arrived in Dodge City, Kansas on the 3rd of July. I drew my pay and quit the job to celebrate the glorious 4th of July in the toughest cattle town on earth. This celebration came near costing me my life in a free-for-all fight in the Lone Star Dance Hall. In charge was the noted Bat Masterson. The hall was jammed full of free and easy girls, long-haired buffalo hunters, and wild and woolly cowboys. In a mix-up, my cowboy chum, Wes Adams, was severely stabbed in the back by a buffalo hunter. Of course, Adams had started the fight. After mounting our ponies, Joe Mason, a town marshal, tried to arrest us, but we ran into cover in an alley and then went out of town yelling and shooting off our pistols. By daylight, we had ridden 18 miles toward the DTBL steer camp, and toward the last, I had to hold Adams on his horse. He had become so weak from loss of blood. And this incident illustrates what fools some young cowboys were after long drives." Incidentally, Charles Siringo returned to Texas with empty pockets to show for his long months of hard work on the trail. But all cowboys weren't like Siringo. Many went to town only for a few hours during the daytime. These cowboys returned home with plenty of money and became ranchers themselves.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner-broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free, so come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4.
KPRL Local News is brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Cal Fire is conducting a vegetation management near Santa Margarita this morning, and we'll take a look at all the 4th of July activities in Slo County coming up. Weather-wise, we are looking for mostly sunny skies today after the clouds burn off, highs in the mid-80s, winds at 15 miles per hour, partly cloudy tonight, lows around 50, partly cloudy again tomorrow, highs in the low 80s. Currently, it is mostly cloudy and 57 degrees. Local news update on KPRL brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Independence Day, rise.
3, 2, 1. Woo!
Yeah, in the U.S. territories of Guam and the Northern Mariana Islands, where it's July 4th, this was the first of a total of 8 ball drops in Times Square in New York City. It's so hot in Philadelphia, officials canceled today's Salute to Independence parade.
I understand we got a heat wave going on, but there's water. We can do things earlier, the better. We don't have to cancel things.
Fox weather forecast, 103 degrees for Philadelphia, 140 miles south.
The all-time record high, by the way, that we've ever seen in D.C., 106, that was set back in 1930. We're going to be within a stone's throw of that.
Fox weather's Michael Estiman. President Trump leaves for Mount Rushmore later today, delivering remarks ahead of the massive fireworks show over the monument in South Dakota. America's listening to Fox News.
Summer evenings call for something special, and Cella Ristorante and Bar at Allegretto Vineyard Resort delivers just that. Savor rustic Northern Italian cuisine crafted from regionally foraged ingredients paired with an extensive wine list and garden-inspired craft cocktails, all in the warm, inviting atmosphere Cella is known for. Whether it's dinner on the patio or drinks at the bar, Cella is the perfect Paso Robles summer night out. Visit CelloPasoRobles.com to reserve your table.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online, DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Clouds early, then sunshine, highs in the mid-80s, clear to partly cloudy tonight, overnight lows in the low 50 range. And then for your 4th of July and all the festivities, mid-80s, low 80s on Sunday, back to mid-80s on Monday, 90 Tuesday, mid-90s Wednesday, low 90s Thursday, and upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 11, up and down, 5:52 a.m., 8:23 p.m. It's 61. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Darsha and Kenny this afternoon, open mic Friday, 12:30 till 2. Enjoy that. email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. As we get ready for freedom of speech, and it's brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing, they'll be there. Just give them a holler, 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775. 238-KPRL as we are on the backstretch and headed for home.
Are you still there?
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear.
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
Now, getting back to school, I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. And I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, and he says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom, wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity
if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
KPRL. Again, that's you can reach the text that way as well. Okay, I got an email here. Let's see. I live in Templeton. What phone number should I call reporting the discharge of illegal fireworks? For the last couple of years, we've experienced some creeps off Vineyard shooting skyrockets with the particles falling down on the dry fields. Big danger of fire. Well, you would call the sheriff. You're in the unincorporated area. So there you go. Hi, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Chad. I'm going to be looking forward to you and Bobby announcing the parade, you crazy sense of humor guys. And it's kind of ironic that you're doing it from a double-decker bus. That's kind of come from England, and we're declaring our independence from England. But anyway, I really miss the Cool Cats, too. If you ever think of starting that up, be sure and let me know.
We're still working on it, Dale.
Okay. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th. We'll see you at the parade.
You bet.
All right. Another, well, this is a, let's go to the text here. Does anybody know out there what time the Creston Parade starts?
Oh.
No ID. No ID whatsoever. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I just want to say, number one, wish everybody a happy 4th of July. Number two, I'm out here on the Highway 41 driving, had to pull over and dry my eyes with listening to Red Skelton. Oh. I think they should play that once a year in every schoolroom for every kid so they can listen like we were brought up flag and our country. I get really tired of people downing us, you know, and everything. We live in a great, great country. Do we have problems? Sure we do. Yeah, it's like a great marriage. You got a great marriage. You got problems once in a while, but you get through it. We're free to talk on the radio right now to each other. I'm driving down the road in my truck. Isn't that amazing? Free.
It is amazing. Amazing. And as I've said for many years, that those of us particularly born here, I think many of us don't absolutely realize how fortunate we are to live in the greatest history of mankind. He's gone or he got pulled over.
He must have gotten pulled over. Okay, well, I'll interject this. The Creston Parade starts at 9 a.m. near the Creston Livestock Market on Mill and Cherry Streets.
All right, now be over by about 9:05.
Yeah, 9:04.
Okay.
Well, unless the guy comes behind and cleans up.
But, you know, again, when, you know, we talked earlier at the beginning about this country, the flag, when I was playing that piece. When I think about that, and then the gentleman called in from the Lions Club, then you start to think about our little town of Creston, our little town of Templeton. They're putting on these parades. That's not corny. That's Americana.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that stuff is absolutely it brings you to tears if you're there in the crowd watching this and just thinking about it.
No, I'm very proud to be one of the announcers. I'm very proud.
That is, oh boy, we're so fortunate. Hi, good morning.
Greatest country in all of mankind. That was not an exaggeration. One of the best things, and I don't know if you've been paying attention to the World Cup at all, but with all the foreign visitors, one of the best comments I saw was, if you want to hate America, watch the American news. If you want to love America, drive through it. And my wife and I were traveling last week. We did a little baseball stadium tour. We were in Pittsburgh, Toronto, Detroit, and Cleveland. Everybody was fantastic. The fans were great. The people working at the stadiums were wonderful. The hotel people were wonderful. I did not have a negative experience with one person. Well, it was great.
Okay, so here's my question to you and everybody else. Where are these sad sacks that we hear so much about on the news? Were these people just born miserable?
I know, they're watching TV. They're not going outside and experiencing real people.
Well, they seem to, because they have so much to say about the rest of us and how bad this country is and how they deserve to have certain things and so forth and so on, and they want to continually degrade our country.
Well, it says you can pursue happiness. It doesn't guarantee your happiness. You have the right, the pursuit of happiness. Mm. I mean, this country's wonderful. And I say frequently to people, I don't say make America great again. I say make America greater, because this country is for us and our posterity. We need to leave this country to the next generation, and they need to understand the greatness of it. And I think that's our challenge right now. I think there's a lot of negative out there about this country, and it's wonderful. Go out there and experience it.
Oh, you're right.
I will say this, Kevin. I was at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I thought of you, and I said, Wanda Jackson, I bet you Kevin knows who she is.
Oh, one of the greatest rockabilly performers of all time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there was a whole section that kind of moved the history from rockabilly to rock and roll, and it was like, it's not something I'm extremely familiar with, but I thought, yeah, I know Kevin will know all this music.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is great. It's
if you go, for the listeners out there, wait 2 or 3 years, because they are doing such a huge remodel and expansion, and it's just going to be even better.
Well, the history at some of those, many of those museums, but, you know, someone like Wanda Jackson, I don't think she ever got...
No, her dues?
Yeah, got her dues or the recognition that she deserves. She was, you know, like a couple of back in the day, she was a female fighting a male-oriented, in the
industry.
Music business.
Yeah,
yeah, industry. Her stuff, it stands the test of time, and a lot of rockabilly does, because that sound of rockabilly, it is just so fresh, and you can't help but tap your feet.
I'll say the only negative about the whole trip was Pittsville, USA was closed for remodel, and we didn't get to go to the Motown Museum.
Mm. Yeah,
that was the only kind of disappointment. Other than that, get outside and just go out and experience people. You mentioned the Templeton Parade. I love going to that parade. I've mentioned it, I think, before on air. I think the corniest things about living here are the best things about living here.
Amen.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, because I love that stuff, too. That, you know, we consider it corniness, but it's not a negative. It's a positive. And the other thing, too, is about you and your wife on the trip. And I realize people have dreams and desires, and it's their own money. However, I am a big proponent of people to really, if you want to embrace and love this country more, travel the United States and see our history. See the history of the United States. It is awesome.
It absolutely is. My dad took me on a road trip when I was 15, and man, I've been hooked on traveling in the United States ever since.
Yep.
Now, I will get political and hopefully a little bit humorous, because you've traveled in those parts of the country. And what we always say, look at all this green grass. Look at all of these trees. It's just so green in other parts of the country. So I did say to my wife, with all the grass out there and all those drive-around lawnmowers, I said, these people better not vote for Gavin Newsom. He'll take their lawnmowers away.
Yeah, he'll take the lawnmowers away, but smoke the grass.
Anyway, let's celebrate how great this country is.
Indeed. Thanks so much.
All right. Okay. Stay well.
Bye. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. I wanted to remind people, I don't know if you had mentioned it yesterday or not, but it was Norma Jean Moy's birthday yesterday. So I know I celebrated her, and we're going to, the Lunch Bunch, too, are a bunch of old ladies that get together every Friday to support the downtown businesses. Norma started that probably over 45 years ago. We're going to celebrate her today. And, yeah, we miss that gal that started everything in Paso Robles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the one thing I was going to say about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I'm originally from Cleveland, and you mentioned yesterday, Kevin, about Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses destroying the hotels that they were in, and that was just the thing that they did at that day. Well, I've not been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, but my nephew is in there. He was the original drummer of Guns N' Roses, Steven Adler.
Oh.
And he's doing good. He's been pretty clean and sober for several years now, so we're really glad for him. But and he's still performing. But I have a trivia question for you, Kevin. What did where did giddy up? You know, when you say to a horse, giddy up. Where was that originated?
Came from Kramer on Seinfeld.
Yeah, right. Well, what does giddy up mean?
I have no idea.
It means to hurry up or let's go. So I say happy 4th tomorrow, and to you all, Chad, Kevin, Chris, everybody at the station, and everybody in downtown, shop locally, and we love you all. Thank you for your support.
Back at you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, the kids selling tomatoes were on Santa Cruz Road in Atascadero, west of Garcia Road. All right, tomato boys there. I think the brightly colored banners at the fairgrounds are to celebrate the World Cup matches.
Oh.
Yeah. Does anybody out there know what time the Creston Parade is? Chad has that for you.
9 a.m.
9 a.m. The Cayucas community raised $50,000 to fund all the 4th activities, including the fireworks.
Wow, nice.
A chunk of this is all the San Luis Obispo County fee charges to cover the event, and then the fees increase every year, of course. Good morning, Kevin. Did not get pulled over. The cell tower cut me off.
Just wanted to let you know I didn't get pulled over.
Well, you know what? You probably should, because you just haven't gotten caught before. So, a rascal like that, I know the police aren't allowed to do that, and I would be against it, but in this case, that would be perfectly fine on suspicion.
Just on suspicion. Why did you stop me? You looked funny.
Search the vehicle, officer. I know there's something going on. Trust me. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I happen to live in Creston, California, and the parade begins at noon. And
what?
The information that Chad gave us was for either Iowa or Washington or some other state, because there's 4 states that have a town named Creston. But I live here. It's at noon, and it's going to be a lot of fun, and the whole streets are lined up, a lot of tailgate parties. It's fabulous. And there's special food at all 3 of the restaurants that line the parade route. So, yeah, I saw, as soon as I heard that, I went, uh-oh. Yeah, that happens a lot. That's why when we have service clubs and stuff, all the Facebook pages have to say Creston, California. Yeah, that's just the way it works.
I'm so glad that you called and let us know that. So noon for the Creston Parade tomorrow.
Yeah, and okay. There's usually 35 entries, including the fire station and the church and all this other, a lot of horses, a lot of dogs all decorated up, and they go around and round and round. The whole town is 3 blocks long, and they go round and round and round like 8 times.
Okay.
All right. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I see. Okay. Creston, Iowa.
California.
Creston, Iowa. Well, okay.
Yep. Yeah, I knew that. I knew it.
All right. Well, Chad will be giving weather for Creston, Iowa, in addition to the Paso Robles as well.
It'll be great for the parade. Bring your mucklucks.
Okay, let me see those flags yesterday on Facebook insinuating you had to do with gay pride on the flags over there near the fairgrounds. Well, we've gotten a couple of different answers on that, so maybe we'll find out and we will let you know. But that is it.
This local news update on KPRL brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurants. Cal Fire is conducting a vegetation management near Santa Margarita this morning, and we'll look at all of the 4th of July activities in Slo County, including the Creston, California Parade. Weather-wise, we are looking for mostly sunny skies once the clouds burn away. Highs in the mid-80s, winds at 15 miles per hour out of the southwest. Partly cloudy tonight, low around 50. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with highs in the low 80s for your Independence Day. Currently, it is, 62 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Local news update on KPRL was brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All right, folks, Chad will be back with us on Monday. Thanks for the help and good luck tomorrow. And Thank you, folks. Enjoy all the festivities this weekend and continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. Keep it local and continue to live as free Americans. Don't forget, tomorrow morning, I got some specials following Pure Country on this great country. Little history, Gary Brill, Brenda Lee in the spotlight. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.